Howard said Detroit. I think that Detroit is a team you want to catch early in the year because I think they're going to get better, even with all that craziness going on. I would love to have been on the plane when he decides he's going to show how tough a coach he is by taking players to the West Coast and back in the same day, which is insane. You know, what's interesting now to me, and this whole, you know, I'm going to be a tough guy. This is new. I mean, as if like Vince Lombardi wasn't a tough guy. I don't know. That just bothers me. But I think the Detroit still will get better. I think the Redskins have put themselves back under the radar now because they've been so terrible in the preseason that I'm still going to pick them to win 10 games and make the playoffs. I think that's one of the things. Of course, they made the playoffs last year. But I think, you know, when you're looking for surprise teams, you can't call Miami a surprise anymore. I don't know that you can call Arizona a surprise anymore. I could see Seattle, even though their defense has clearly improved with the personnel changes they made in the offseason, and they're coming off going to the Super Bowl. I could see Seattle slipping back, and I don't mean slipping back a lot. I don't mean having a terrible year, but a 9-7 year would open the door in the division. I don't think the 49ers are anywhere near ready yet, but I think Arizona could be for a 9-7, 10-6 year themselves. So I don't know. Arizona is one of those teams I'm looking at. Detroit's one of them. But it's so hard because you also then have to predict who's going to take a slide. I mean, where are the victories going to come from those teams on the uptick? Who are they going to beat out? Where are the extra wins going to come? I also could also see New Orleans being pretty decent. So I don't know. Those surprise teams in the NFC for me, I'm picking them, but I don't think I'm ready to put any money on them.